Welcome back. Y'all, let me tell y'all something. Y'all gonna get this voice. I can't sing the first.
It's the energy for me.
But y'all gonna get this voice, okay? So what's up, you guys, and welcome back to the Revolution of the Black Woman will be televised. I am one of your hosts, the one, the only, and the one that may not be able to hold a tune, Danielle Bailey.
And I am Tamika Rhines. Most of the world already knows I cannot sing. Even if you give me my note, I can't produce it. So, yeah, I wasn't even going to jump in there with you. I wasn't going
to. We need Kim and Tay. We need Kim and Tay to come through and give us our note. I cannot wait till Sister Circle come and we do a podcast with Sister Circle. Yes. So, y'all, what's up, y'all? So, we were just sitting here talking, and we recorded, like, two podcasts already. And so, I was like, we really didn't do a good job at explaining who we are. Like, really telling the people who we are. So, this podcast is Who Them Girls?
Who them girls?
You know, who that girl is? You know, black people. Who that is? Who are we, you know? So I'll go. So I am Danielle, and Danielle is a black woman, okay? Before anything else, I'm a black woman. You know, I love Jesus. I love therapy. I love my family, and I cuss a little, okay? Let me just go ahead and throw that on out here. You know, this podcast is for the realest.
Trillest.
Okay, who that podcast? Well, I should have said that in the beginning. Who the podcast for the realest?
Okay,
and the trillest, the people that's out there that are real with themselves. So that's who Danielle is. She holds a lot of titles, or whatever. And the reason why I say she holds titles is because oftentimes our family describes us with our titles and not who we are.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the therapist. Oh, that's Danielle. She the therapist. Oh, that. And it's like, but I'm really, sometimes I don't even say, oh, that's Danielle, especially if you're a nurse. I've seen this a lot with my clients. This the nurse. My sister a nurse. And it's never my sister Tamika is a nurse. Yeah. Or my sister Tamika is a therapist. It's always your occupation, then your name, even if I get your name or whatever. So that's why it's so important for me to just say, so like, that's who I am. I love Jesus. I cuss a little. I'm very ambitious. I get excited. I burn out easy too, as well. I get excited. If it ain't working, I'm gonna stop. So I'm working on consistency this year. You just really want to know with being consistent and stuff like that. But that's me.
I am, what I hear in my head is every woman. I can't sing, so I'm not even going to throw anything out there by Whitney Houston, the all-time greatest singer, God rest her soul, because we are each other in some form of growing and healing. Mm-hmm. So I am a 37.5-year-old woman who has just begun to understand what life is about on this side. I am in a space and a place of intentionally cultivating the relationships that are left, should say. Because I've had to lose some people. Uh-huh. I have to let some people go, and I've lost some people by the nature of which my journey started about 2.5 years ago and the way things kind of happened for me. So I feel like I've got a new start.
Yes.
I feel like I've had so much that I don't put so far behind me that it doesn't have any relevance, because there's a lot of golden nuggets. But I am a woman on a journey, a woman walking down a path, and I'm doing my damnness. Yeah. So I love Jesus too, and I curse a little. I said that. I want to go ahead and plug that in there too. Depending on what day it is, I might curse a lot.
Yeah.
Depending on what prayer I'm praying, I might curse in that prayer. I know that goes against what we've been taught, and if that offends you, I can't even really say I'm sorry about it. Ooh. I pray for conviction, by the judge, the only judge that can correct me. I'm just a woman, you know, like Danielle said, I do have the titles. I am a mama to two precious angels that are entrusted to me from heaven. I am a social worker by license. I'm a therapist, psychotherapist by license. I do believe in a lot of things that promote healing and growth, that promote correction and conviction, that is going to help us be the best version of ourselves for in the season that we're in.
Yes.
Because when I first got on this journey, I thought that the best version of you was a destination.
Yeah.
I didn't have the understanding yet that that's an ever-evolving concept, because I can be my best self today in this moment, and that can look completely different tonight or tomorrow.
Absolutely.
So that breaking that mindset, because I was so stuck on perfectionism, another story for another podcast.
Yeah.
That I thought that, okay, be your best self, a slogan that became very popular, be the best version of yourself. My mind read that as perfectionism, as a destination. So in trying to undo that, I'm in a space where whatever it looks like today is whatever it looks like today.
Come on.
When I pray at night, when I vulnerably lay myself out to what I believe in, which is God, Jesus, Christianity, I pray to be corrected and I pray for gentle correction, because he got away.
Ooh, come on.
He got away.
Make sure you say that. You pray for what?
Gentle correction.
Come on.
Now, he will lovingly correct us, but because of the way my feelings are set up, I am a Cancer by my birthday. I'm real sensitive with my feelings. I've learned, even though I try to be a thug sometimes, I'm real sensitive about my feelings. So my feelings will get hurt in correction, and I have to ground myself, calm the anxiety, and say, this is good for me.
Yeah.
So I'm just a woman.
Yes.
I'm a woman who is becoming a woman.
Yes.
I'm a woman who is maturing, who is learning, who is hungry for that wisdom.
Yes.
And I'm out here learning these lessons, and I'm willing to share it with you all.
Yes.
And that's Tamika.
Oh, I love it. I am, yo, if y'all can't tell, I'm excited. We get excited over the small things, okay? And so, y'all, stick around. If you are willing to, if you're ready to do the work and this speaks to your heart, you make sure you share this with somebody.
Yeah.
Share it with your friend, family, whoever, co-workers. You know, y'all listen to it together if y'all want to. But I'm telling you, mark your words. Whenever this podcast is released, this will affect millions, okay? Like, just standing in faith and saying that, and even if it don't affect millions, if it's affect one, that's all it was called to do.
Yeah.
So, yo, that's who we are in a nutshell. I'm so excited. We just wanted to drop this podcast, just a quick little podcast, and just tell y'all who we are. Y'all, please buckle up, get your pens, pencils, and y'all come back and let's do this work. All right. All right, y'all. We'll see y'all next week.